Time now to talk a little bit about the offense. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Frank Reich, our interview presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson. And some numbers, Frank, I don't know what numbers you care about, but the numbers are this. 8 straight games with 20 or more points. You lead the league in time of possession. Third down conversions, I believe, 1 or 2. This offense has been clicking, Frank. Do you see it that way?
I think we're making progress and really happy with the way the guys have played and responded. And the number that we're really all concerned about is 3-1.
Right.
And but we know things feed off. We feed off of our defensive good play by the special teams. But it's been fun to get it going offensively a little bit.
It was so impressive on Sunday in Los Angeles. 6 minutes and 44 seconds, eating up the clock. You know, the memories of Detroit last year and Dallas last year still kind of fresh in the mind. Your perspective of that drive, and I guess it was perfect, right?
It really was. And I give the guys up front a lot of credit. I give our backs a lot of credit, tight ends. Very well executed. But, you know, maybe my favorite play in that whole, and it doesn't get any more satisfying than that. I mean, six minutes and 44 seconds. But maybe my favorite play in that drive was the one pass that we threw. I thought it was a great call by Coach. You know, it's a first down. We had just grinded out a first down. And then things start to get tight. It's hard, but it was an aggressive play call. It would have been easy just as well as we were running it, just to call all runs. And if we got a punt, then you're going to back them up. And they got a long way to go. But he called a pass on first down, and Carson did a great – and Torrey Smith ran a great route. Carson hit him. It's 8 or 9 yard gain. I really think that was the key play in that drive.
Why did you like that so much?
I just like Coach's mindset. Okay. You know, I mean, it was – we had just earned a first down running it. I thought it was – in my mind, I'm thinking, probably just got to throw – and it was. I just thought it was a great call and a great execution by Torrey and Carson.
If you were to have one word to describe – kind of the mentality of the offense, would it be aggressive, the kind of the approach to everything?
I mean, I think that's been Coach's his whole mantra, and that's been his mindset. And but it's got to be bought into at every level. And our players, that's their mindset anyway. So, and starting with the offensive line and our quarterback. So I think we're at a good spot right now. But, this is the NFL. You can get humbled in a hurry. So we better put this behind us. And get ready for the Cardinals.
Totally understood. Does 3-1 feel different than last year's 3-1?
It does feel a little different. And I think a lot of that is because of the running game. There's just something about the running game when you can have a dominant performance like that that just puts you in the right frame of mind and makes you feel like you're imposing your will on your opponent.
Is LeGarrette, is it surprising to you at all that he has that kind of run that he had on Sunday, 68 yards, dancing, showing some power, showing some speed, kind of showing the whole package?
It was unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, flashbacks to Earl Campbell or somebody.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, it was unreal. And, I credit Howie by, you know, just making that move. And here's a guy been around, and in preseason things weren't really clicking for any of us. And now he's just been in beast mode, or big cat mode, as Stout sometimes likes to say. But he did show it all, just ran tough the whole day.
And what about Corey Clement and his rapid development? I think he converted 3 runs into first downs in that final 6:44.
And it was good. He was fresh. You know, that's part of the whole committee thing. He was fresh, and Corey's that kind of runner who's not going to be denied. He's done a really good job. It was good timing and good execution by him.
And then Wendell steps up both in the run game, in the pass game. We wondered, how would you replace Darren Sproles? We get a little bit of a glimpse of that in Los Angeles, and now moving forward here. How do you feel about Wendell?
He was awesome. Just like you said, he is of the group the most pure three-down back, good in all areas. And his touchdown run on 3rd and 3 was incredible. It was a huge play in the game. You could just tell he had that mindset he wasn't going to be denied.
Let's talk passing game. How do you feel about the passing game, Carson's development, his chemistry with his receiving crew?
Well, we really feel great. You know, one of the things Coach said going in this game is what was key to win this game was do not turn the football over. And so in the pass game, you know, we've had 2 games in a row now without throwing an interception and didn't have a turnover here. So feel good about that. Made a few big plays. as much as I'd like to run for 200 yards every game, it's not going to happen. So we know this is the NFL. There's going to be a game weeks where we're going to have to throw it 40 times and win throwing the football. And I think we're building confidence in that area as well. Carson is continuing to play well. Had a couple nice deep balls. We just got to keep building.
Frank Reich, Eagles offensive coordinator, thanks so much for joining us. Frank Reich, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson. The Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. Another good defense coming to town.